Who are the angels, the Malchei Elohim, the beings of light, the messengers of God, these wonderful beings who haven't incarnated on earth before, for the most part, although there are a few exceptions? They work so closely with God, and they work with us when we invite them in. And they're there to help us, to encourage and to comfort us, and to bring us messages and inspiration. They don't have physical bodies. They are pure spirit beings, and they are wise and knowledgeable. They have all the wisdom and knowledge that we lost when we incarnated on this physical plane. And so we can actually connect with them and just access their attributes, and they will help us. So there are guardian angels that we're born with. We each have our own guardian angels, and they have been with us since birth. And occasionally, if we're doing a particular project, other angels can come in. We can ask for other angels to come in. And then there are also archangels that are beings of pure energy, and they have such unimaginable power. And they can often appear to us in little flashes of light. That would be how we can identify them. I don't know if you've experienced seeing little sparkles of light. Sometimes they show up in specific colors. And it's their job to manage our world. They're the stewards of our world, and they mediate between God and our earthly plane. And each archangel is responsible for a particular quality, a particular energy here on this earth. Archangel Michael, Mikael, who is like God. He's the leader of all the angels, and he's said to be the very first angel that was created by God. So he is the commander-in-chief of all the angels. And he is a warrior. He carries a sword that he uses to fight against evil. And he has the sword also, which is to cut away what is no longer needed and to cut away darkness. And you can call on him to shield you from doubt and fear, and to really strengthen your faith. And I call on Michael quite a bit in my work. I find that he has been really one of my closest friends, and I can trust him to be there and help remove negativity and doubt, and to clean and clear. And he is Michael is a protector, and so you can invoke him if you are feeling fearful, if you are feeling that there's some negative energy around you. He cuts through etheric cords, and he can also shield you from negativity. And he is invaluable for light workers, and he helps with space clearing, he helps with protection and spirit releasement. And you can tell when he's around by sparkles of blue or purple light. Raphael is the next archangel, and we're not talking about them in a specific order. We're just talking about the ones that come up. And Raphael is doctor of God, or healer of God. Rapha means doctor, and El, of course, means God. And he is a powerful healer, both physically and spiritually, of both humans and animals. And so if you call on him, you may see flashes of green light. His ray is green, and he can help with other people as well, but he will not interfere with anyone else's will. So he is an amazing archangel to call on, very helpful for healers and of all kinds, whether spiritual or allopathic. He is a wonderful resource for healers. Gabriel, strength of God. Gabor, strength. El is God. And Gabriel is often depicted as a female archangel and is known as the messenger and is one of four archangels that are named in the Hebrew tradition and also in Islamic religious lore as well. And she's also mentioned in the Old Testament. So she is the messenger, and she brings messages like she did to Elizabeth and Mary about the birth of their sons, John the Baptist and Jesus. And so she can provide guidance in matters of spirituality, in your life plan, and in your purpose. Uriel, the light of God, is known as the angel of salvation and repentance. He's also the great archangel of the earth, and he's responsible for earth changes such as earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and fires and floods. And so you want to call on Uriel to avert these events and to heal and recover from any aftermath there. And he's also instrumental in communicating with nature. And he can be called on to assist with material and earthly matters as well. Uriel's area of expertise could be considered divine magic, problem solving, spiritual understanding, and alchemy. So he is someone that you might want to access if you're interested in learning more about these areas. Archangel Shamuel is the angel of pure love. His name means he who sees God. And if you're looking for a soulmate, if you're looking to heal relationships, this is the archangel to call because he is there and will be there for you and is available when you ask. And he is also good at strengthening a parent-child bond. And if you're not able to feel love for yourself or others, if your heart is hardened, and if you've lost someone close through death or separation, he can help. He can help with depression and hopelessness, and you know, he'll help you with a broken heart. He is an angel of pure love. The light around Shamuel is pink. So he can help with peace, he can help with your career, he can also help with finding lost items. And another very, very important archangel that I've had some amazing experiences with is Archangel Azrael. And he is the whom God helps is his name. And he helps people cross over to heaven after they are no longer on our earthly plane. So he is an angel, an archangel of transition. And so he comforts them prior to their death. He does what he can to ensure that they don't suffer, and he helps them assimilate and grow on the other side. And he also is a grief counselor, and he helps the families, the people that have been left behind. He helps them and heals them. He helps them cope and helps absorb their pain. So he also is an archangel that works with grief counselors as well.